Hi, I'm Nicola Cairncross and you're listening to the Money Gym podcast, where I interview successful entrepreneurs and investors and ask them if they could go back in time and give their younger selves one big tip about money, what would it be? I really hope you enjoy the show. Jenny Hott is considered to be one of the highest earning bloggers in the world. In fact, she's one of the few seven-figure bloggers in the industry certified by Google. She pursues what she calls her extreme passive income strategies, which have allowed Jenny to travel the globe while working only a few times a year and still earning millions of dollars. Recognised by Google as one of the most widely read bloggers on the web, with over 100 million visits to her website and growing, Jenny collaborates with both Google America and Google Latin America for testing and general insights on AdSense. Jenny has recently accepted a request to create a blogging course for universities across the US that will also be available for veterans not covered by the GI Bill. She's a featured entrepreneur in the documentary Living.com, which we can highly recommend.
I think those people are coming. I think that's our future. I think our next celebrities and new little rock stars and all, I think those are going to be internet people.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see what comes in the next 20 years or so, but who knows? Maybe it'll be somebody that learned it from Brilliant, et cetera, I hope.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So
now is definitely the time.
Yeah. And do you know how, I mean, I know that you went to the premiere of the film, and I know it's been released online now because we bought it and downloaded it and watched it only last weekend. Do you know how the film's doing? Because that's got to be the biggest PR thing for you, surely.
It's doing amazing. The feedback has been extraordinary. I know that they're planning a lot more screenings. I do believe it will be even doing a screening in London.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I know it'll be passed around Russia. They're putting it in, I think, 12 different languages just to start. They're really on a mission to bring awareness to the shift in our economy.
Yeah, and I think the fact that there were so many people on there who were quite obviously living the life they were talking about was a really good thing to help people believe that it's possible, because so many people are very cynical. And I remember before I started personal development, I was so cynical I wouldn't even buy decent makeup and hair stuff because I just didn't believe it worked. So when you suspend your cynicism, that your life starts to improve somewhat, not to mention your hair.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to be cynical, isn't it? Because then that stops you from having to take any action.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you think about it, what you have to lose is that whole future that you could have.
That's really cool. Yeah, the opportunity cost of the future you could have had. Amazing. Yeah. So what about money, Jenny? I mean, you obviously have had money, you've got lots of money, and then you've also had no money. How have you learned to manage a lot of money like that? Are you a naturally careful person, or did you have to take lessons, or did you have to get a coach? I mean, how do you go from having no money to managing lots of money well?
You know, what's very interesting is that there's been times where I got hit by things, and especially living out of the country. You know, it's expensive. It's expensive to do the exchange, and it's expensive just to travel that much and everything. So I took a few hits, but I always, the same thing with how I learned internet entrepreneurship. Every time I would get hit by something, I would come back stronger. I would learn more from it. And I'm really grateful now that my other half has got me actually checking price tags on things. That was my New Year's resolution, was to start checking price tags on things. Now it's time to be prepared for our future. So
yeah.
It's the same thing. You're just, you know, you learn as you go along. And it's interesting, I was approached by a financial advisor years ago that explained to me, you know, that how a lot of rock musicians and a lot of, what do you call them, sports athletes, professional athletes, how they come into money so fast. They literally go from zero to having millions in the bank overnight, and how they end up, you know, going through the same lessons and stuff. And it's interesting to learn from other people's experiences before you have to go through them. So, you know, you never have to go broke, because you know, okay, oh, this is a good thing to keep in mind, that just because I'm going from zero and I want to spend like absolute madness the first, you know, couple of years, you don't have to ever get to that point where some people have had to declare bankruptcy or anything like that. No, you just learn from other people's experiences too.
Yeah. And do you invest in anything else? Do you invest in gold or real estate or jewelry or?
You know, I haven't in the past. I was too busy having fun.
Mm-hmm.
But now I am. I'm getting ready to start playing with some real estate. Margaret's doing real estate coaching and stuff, my friend Margaret Kim.
Oh, excellent.
So I'm actually learning from her. She's absolutely brilliant at it. And that, I think, is going to be my next step.
Well, that'll be great. And especially if you're going to be presumably having to put some kind of roots down.
You've been listening to Nicola Cairncross on the Money Gym podcast. If you'd like to find out more about the Money Gym and how we can help you become more financially intelligent, just come on over to themoneygym.com. We'll see you over there.